One day, Jesus and his disciples made ready to cross to the other side of Galilee. Crowds were gathering about Jesus, and the weather was changing to gray, and the wind was rising. As Jesus made his way to the boat, some in the crowd were trying to get him to stay there at home, but Jesus answered, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but I, the Son of Man, have no place to lay my head."
He calmed the wild, stormy sea. He calmed the wild and stormy sea. He stretched out his hand, and they made it back to land. He calmed the wild, stormy sea. He fed the hungry multitude. He fed the hungry multitude with a little bit of fish and bread. Everyone was fed. He fed the hungry multitude.
It must have been a mountainside like this one here, where he had been 3 days with the crowds. And can you imagine the power that he must have had to hold over people? That these people would lay down their tools, lay down their daily jobs, their daily tasks, and follow this man. At a place like this, his disciples came to him and said, "The people have been with us 3 days, Master, and there is no food for them to eat." And he said, "How much food do we have?" And they said, "One boy has 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, "Bring them to me. Break it and feed the multitude." They took the 5 loaves, 2 fishes, and they fed the multitude. The scripture says 5,000 men. Sure, there must have been a lot of women and children there, too. I would have had mine there.
He walked upon the Sea of Galilee. He walked upon the Sea of Galilee. He said, "Go and tell no man," but they shouted it through the land. He walked upon the Sea of Galilee.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the light of the world, and a city that's set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven."
There was another time that Jesus' disciples were with him, and he was giving them his doctrine. And he was saying, "I am the living water. He who drinks of me shall never thirst. I am the bread of life. And only through me can you gain eternal life." And this was hard sayings for a lot of the people. The strong words. A lot of them didn't accept it. And the book says, some of his disciples walked no more with him. And of the few remaining disciples, Jesus turned to them. He said, "Will you leave me also?" And it was the spokesman of the group, Simon Peter. He steps forward and he says, "Lord, where would we go? Only you have the words of eternal life."
So 2 by 2 and 3 by 3, they walked in his footsteps on that gospel highway. 2 by 2 and 3 by 3, walked in his footsteps on that gospel road. And they would die in shipwrecks and in lion's den. They would die on crosses and on spears of men. But when one fell back, 2 more would start again. Walking down that gospel road.
He must have been the kind of a man that would always gather little children about him. You know, little children, even babies, sense and understand when a grown person likes them or loves them. I think Jesus
must have had those qualities. Qualities that make a man something special, even to little babies. As I'm sure he must have had a lot of them around him wherever he went. He was the kind of man that the little children would flock to. You can almost hear them saying, "Look, here comes Jesus." Don't you know they ran to him? I think when I was a little bitty kid, if Jesus had come by, I would have run to him. Jesus said, "Except you humble yourself as a little child, you can't see the kingdom of heaven. Suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Children, 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 run and jump and play. Children, you'll be men and women someday, and then you'll have to leave your world of make-believe. Now children, young, carefree children, children need someone who understands. Children need someone to hold their hand, to cheer them when they're sad, spank them when they're bad. Now children, pretty, dirty children, pride goes before destruction, the haughty spirit goes before a fall. Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all? Children, call each other names. Children, play in the grown-up game. And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children, God's little children, sweet, precious children, pretty, dirty children. Jesus was 33 years old now. Had a little less than 4 months to live. 4 months. How much could he cover in 4 months? This thought alone would make most men say, "What's the use, you know?" As the time grew shorter, the road grew narrower and darker and much more troubled.
As Jesus had said before that God had shown him all things, now God shows him the terrible thing that's upon him.
Lord, help me to walk another mile, just one more mile. I'm tired of walking all alone. Lord, help me to smile another smile, just one more smile. I know I just can't make it on my own. I never thought I needed help before. but now I just can't take it anymore. And with a humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you please for help. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Nicodemus was one of many thousands of people who followed Jesus, who came to him seeking advice on things spiritual, on things eternal. Come down from your golden throne to me, to lowly me. I need to feel the touch of your tender hand, and remove the chains of darkness, and let me see, Lord, let me see just where I fit into your master plan. I never thought I needed help before. I thought that I could do things by myself, but now I just can't take it anymore. And with a humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you please for help. And with a humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you please for help.
Jesus wept at the news of his friend Lazarus dying, from knowing that in order for all things to be fulfilled, Lazarus would have to come back into a world of trouble and sin, and would have to suffer and die again. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I've told you before that I will die and be resurrected, and my time is near. For in 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and at that time I am to be betrayed and crucified." Concerning some of his prophecies on his death, resurrection, and his second coming, the disciples ask him, "Master, when will these things be?" And Jesus said, "Don't let any man deceive you. Many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am the Messiah, the Christ,' and shall deceive many. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, but don't be troubled. For all these things must come to pass, and the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines, pestilence, earthquakes. These are only the beginnings of sorrow. And they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my sake. And many shall be offended and shall betray each other. Many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. Iniquity shall abound. Love of many good men shall wax cold. But he that endures to the end shall be saved." And Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations, and then shall the end come. For here is the way that I shall come. As the lightning shines out of the east and goes all the way to the west, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. What hour I return, no man knows, only my Father knows." The Prince of Peace comes riding on the back of a borrowed donkey. And they would make him a king. But my kingdom is not of this world, he said. And the high priest said, rebuke your followers, carpenter, for saying things like that. Jesus said, if the people keep quiet, the stones along the road will praise me.
I stand on the stairway, my back to the dungeon, the doorway to freedom, so close to my hand. The voices behind me still bitterly down me for seeking salvation. They don't understand. Lord, help me to shoulder the burden of freedom and give me the courage to be what I can. Help me forgive them. They don't understand. Their lonely frustration descending to laughter erases the footprint I leave in the sand, and I'm free to travel where no one can follow in search of a kingdom they don't understand. Lord, help me to shoulder this burden of freedom and give me the courage to be what I can. And when I am by those who condemn me, Lord, help me forgive them. They don't understand. Lord, help me forgive them. They don't understand.
But then as Jesus entered on into the city, he began to weep. Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, eternal peace was within your reach, and you turned it down. You've rejected the opportunity God has given you. Your enemies will destroy you. Jesus wept, tears of sadness, amid the joy, tears for mankind and its weakness, tears for the pain that mankind would suffer in its ignorance.
Lord, help me to shoulder. this burden of freedom and give me the courage to be what I am.
One final time now, Jesus had challenged authority in the temple. He overturns the money changer stalls. And again, they test his wisdom. They say, Master, is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? And Jesus takes a Roman coin and he says, whose image is this? And they say, Caesar's. And Jesus says, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God, the things that are God's.